Hello, welcome to UFOlogy. I am Sam Rose.
And I'm Brian Bahi.
Yes, wonderful. We have. Can we please start over?
We have. No, we are keeping that in.
God, I'm terrible at this. Okay, we have a wonderful guest today. Brian, would you please introduce our wonderful guest?
Yes, you know this wonderful guest from so many things. He has a podcast called...
Great Question.
Called Great Question with Alex Fleming. And a bunch of other shows around New York that he'll plug later at the end. But welcome to the show, Alex Fleming.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So...
We're recording from Area 51, by
as
the way.
Usual, yes. Yeah. We're Area 51.
Should I say it now?
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah.
It's so hot in
Oh, God,
it's
it is
very,
so hot in
it's
here.
It's very hot, if you don't notice. And it just made me think of the movie Sunshine, if anyone has seen that, because it's a movie where a spaceship goes into the sun.
Yeah.
There's a crispy guy. There's a guy who's very crispy. Uh-huh. So that's... You're talking about
Wait,
crispy
what?
Stuff.
There's a guy who cooks in the movie?
No, he's like physically crispy. He's like
What does that mean?
He's been too close, man.
He's a potato chip.
Holy shit. That's oh my god.
He's got like Freddy face a little bit, like Freddy Krueger face. He's crispy. You know?
He like flakes.
Too well done.
Burned.
He was cooked.
Why isn't anybody him every Halloween?
I don't know. I don't think it's that like well known of a movie. I was just watching another Danny Boyle movie last night, actually. So maybe he's just in the being sent
zeitgeist.
To me by the universe.
Yeah, in your zeitgeist.
Yeah, in the right. zeitgeist.
Is that movie pre that drug movie?
Requiem. No, he didn't do that one.
The one with the dude.
The dude.
Trainspotting. Was it pre-Trainspotting?
No, it was definitely after Trainspotting.
Oh, okay.
Which is why I don't think anyone cared about it.
Interesting.
But yeah.
Well, thanks for tuning in to Film Hour.
This has been great.
Yeah, I'm so glad you could join us. No, okay. We talk about aliens and UFOs here.
Let's do it.
Tell us about your experiences with aliens and UFOs.
Well, thank you. I was just returned from my spacecraft last night.
Oh my god, how was it?
So you're one.
No, I wasn't abducted. My
it was voluntary.
Yeah,
I summer in the Pleiades system.
Oh my god, it's actually refreshing to hear other people talking about like Pleiadians or using that terminology and seeing it in real life and not just like being attached to an angel fire site. You know,
nice. Okay. My
dad is a longtime alien believer. He has a lot of friends who were involved in it from I guess when he was in college. Like he regularly calls the History Channel the Alien Channel in casual conversation.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Just he's really like in the I want to say the ancient alien school of thought. Or just in general. I mean, he definitely is a true believer that there is something else out there, and I want to agree in the sense that I believe that it's kind of silly that we would be the only life that exists in the
Absolutely.
Universe. I'm not a spiritual person, really, but I mean, I like talking
statistically.
About it.
Right.
No, there should be other stuff out there, but then
right.
The cover-ups? I don't know. I mean, I love the X-Files, but...
Yes, you want to believe.
I want to believe, and I think that's the problem, you know, is that people want to believe, and then that...
So you think the cover-ups are not, like, you're not into the cover-ups, or you just think that, like, why would cover-ups exist?
I guess I don't know enough specifically about any of the cover-ups to really believe that there is a cover-up happening, but maybe you guys can educate me a little bit more. I don't know what kind of research goes on this program.
Very light research.
Very little.
Deep
research, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been listening to podcasts these days. That's where I've been getting a lot of my like real alien conspiracy information. My dad never was like, he never like would talk about Pleiadians per se or anything like that. But he's
more of an Anunnaki guy.
No, it's just more like a non-denominational alien person.
Gotcha.
I mean, he definitely was into pyramid power in the 70s.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What the fuck is that?
It's this idea that the pyramid is a shape that is naturally, just the physics of it creates energy. When particles go through
into
it.
This. Right. Yeah.
So if you took a pyramid, a shape, and created it out of, for example, balsa wood, and then slept under it every night, and then started dating a woman who'd become the mother of your child, and then had her sleep under that pyramid for a month, it was supposed to leave a positive impact on...
Sting does this.
Yeah, he sleeps under a pyramid?
Yeah, that's why he can fuck so long.
I am going to start doing this. Immediately.
Try it. Let me know what you think.
Have you done this?
No, I've never done it.
Oh, my God.
I did. I found a book when I was in high school. There was a book sale. I used to do like community theater stuff, and they were selling books to raise money to put on a play. And this book was called, it was just like Pyramid Power and You or something. And yes. I got it because I just thought it was hilarious. And I showed it my mom. And that's how the whole thing opened, because she was just like, oh my God, your father used to be so into this. I completely forgot.
Amazing.
And the, like, the idea
is forget about that.
Yeah. I think because you want to forget.
Yeah.
She was like, we fucked under a pyramid for so long. Or over a pyramid.
For all I knew, I could have been conceived under a pyramid.
Oh, I feel like you probably were.
But, I mean, okay. I guess.
That's why you turned out so well.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. So, fruit and vegetables are supposed to have their nutritional contents heightened. If you leave them under a pyramid, it's supposed to purify water slightly.
Oh, boy.
The best part, though, of the book was there was a myths debunked about pyramid energy section. And it was like, of course you can't regrow your hair by sleeping under a pyramid. Otherwise, Bob would have been doing that for the past 10 years.
So it was just a roast at the end?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there were just all the things that they wanted to make sure they distanced pyramid energy from.
Right.
But I guess, yeah, my dad was into that. He was into like biorhythms and a lot of other like numerology stuff. So he's just like a very open and trusting person for better and for worse. And so he just like isn't very critical of these kind of things when they come in. Or maybe he's really in touch with the universe in a way that I will never know because I've rejected it.
Also, am I correct? Your dad is an inventor.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Yeah. Which is like the fucking coolest job I could ever think of.
Thanks. And it's definitely cool. It's certainly weird, like, to grow up with that in the house.
Right.
But I think that's just a sort of personality. You know, he's looking to try new things, looking to push the world further. He's a big Star Trek fan. I think he sees the potential of the future to be fixed by innovation and all that good stuff. So why not? You know, aliens should be the next step.
How much of his new inventions do you think may have been inspired by extraterrestrial technology?
That's a really, really good question.
I'm hoping some.
He's just like, he has a flying saucer that makes sauce.
It's a blender and a flying saucer.
I mean, I don't know. Like, he worked specifically, his degree is in industrial design, and he worked for Ronco and then for a hearing protection company. And also for like a medical company. So he was usually like just a guy who worked in R&D departments for different places. And then he didn't like, he stopped working at the earplug factory when I graduated from high school. And that's when he started really taking his personal projects more. I mean, he'd also done, this isn't really aliens, but, have you ever seen one of those plastic wine corks that you can screw and unscrew to like open or close a seal in them? Have you ever seen anything like this?
Maybe.
It's like a little plastic screwy shaped thing, and you twist it and it opens up a little thing, and you can pour the wine out and you close it and it creates an airtight seal. It's called the tip top. So my dad has had the patent on that. He was supposed to make a ton of money from it, but then he got into a fight with his partner, and it didn't work out as well as he should. He made some money, but not nearly as much as he could have. I'd like to say that probably hopefully was because that was like something he was inspired to do. That wasn't a part of, you know, some larger mission statement for making the best hearing protection that we possibly can. But so you know, I I guess a plastic wine cork could be, is like a larger version of the size of a thing that might be implanted in a person.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god.
And his partner was probably a shape-shifting reptilian.
That is probably why he got screwed over.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they know law really well.
And he's probably, his partner was a shape-shifting reptilian who is part of the Rothschild lineage and is probably currently in the hollowed out moon right now. You know.
Wait, you said your dad had a... Did you say your dad had an experience with an alien?
No. Like a...
Okay.
Did you? No, I have not.
Okay.
I've had a ghost experience.
Okay.
My mom has had ghost experiences. But that's... So, I've heard in some of the alien podcasting that I've enjoyed, this theory that I kind of am interested in, that the kind of stories that people would tell about having weird either near-death experiences or just hallucinogenic experiences or other stuff. Like, in the past, you'd have these times where people would be like, oh my god, this was so crazy. I saw a demon, and then the demon was signing stuff with the devil, and there were witches there, and it was all nuts. And then at some point later on in history, these stories... I mean, they're still there, but they all these other voices come over. People are it sounds to me similar to like they're taking the demons out and replacing them with gray men.
Totally.
So I like to me total party pooping skeptic.
Mm-hmm.
Skeptoid.
As they're referred to.
Is that a good? Yeah, that's. I guess that's got a good sort of. I'm going to put you in a locker kind of sound to it.
Yeah, it's like really. Oh, you're going to call me a nerd? Well, you're a skeptoid.
That does sound like another race of aliens.
Yeah, for sure. They aren't sure if they're here or not. They're just like very existential.
They half exist in two different dimensions at the same time.
Yeah,
they're never sure which one they're actually in.
Totally.
It's like the Haluvus in like the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
We're going above my head now. All I know. Right. I really should have.
I thought that movie was not that great.
Movie isn't good. I was really into the books. That was like the last like book. I think I
read the book like when I was a child. And I don't remember any of it.
The creature is a hyper intelligent shade of blue that exists in the galaxy.
Love that.
I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but these experiences that happen, they come out. I do think that there are some psychologists using hypnotherapy to suggest things to people. Maybe there's a conspiracy around that.
Mm. Why would they do that? What do they have to gain? Like, are they just doing that to influential people that so that way they'll like spread the word that like whatever?
No, I think that they want to believe and that they are influenced by their own desire to find what they've decided is true.
Okay.
There's some really nefarious people who want their book deal to go fucking platinum, you know? but I've just like, I'm personally interested in some hysteria sociology. That was my other degree in college besides acting was sociology. And so I was studying like, have you ever seen the documentary Capturing the Freedmans or the McMartin case? Like, I heard about the McMartin case of child abuse. And, like, there's this book called Remembering Satan. It's all about the satanic panic in the 80s. And these things that are similar to, like, the Salem witch trial hunt. But some of it's with... Well, a lot of that stuff's with Satanism. But there's an issue with hypnosis that comes out in a lot of this, where victims will receive hypnotic therapy... after being talked to by cops who are really just looking to find someone to blame something on. And there's examples in some of the stuff with the child abuse where like it's really really fucked up where the police will be like the kids will be like nothing happened and the police will be like no, you have to tell us, you know, it's okay to tell us who touched you, and they'll be like I guess it was that guy because you keep telling me that guy did it. That's how there these crazy abuse scandals that happen. And when they have hypnotherapy and a lot of that stuff, sometimes people will be able to be suggested memories that are coming out in the hypnosis process that then feel like real discovered repressed memories.
Okay.
And I know that that's also super problematic because then there are people who can't, you know, have trauma that has been repressed. And so you don't want to say just everyone is lying all the time.
Right. Yeah.
But I think it's a very delicate delicate situation, and I don't know how much I trust stuff that comes out under hypnosis. That's my own personal disinfo conspiracy.
I've seen footage of someone under hypnosis recounting their experience with aliens.
What was it like?
It was terrifying. Like, he was a grown man. He could not stop crying.
Wait, can you look this up?
It's on a Netflix documentary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I can't remember the name of it right now, but it was, he couldn't stop crying. He said it was like, he was just going through the whole situation. It was so painful.
Right.
Like, they were doing all these horrible things to him.
Oh my God.
And then there's another woman who did it as well. And she was talking about how she had been impregnated by an alien and oh boy.
Yeah.
she said she didn't not enjoy it.
So that's
a
whole nother aspect. I do think it's interesting though. Well, like if you in the book Remembering Satan, it's about this Olympia, Washington cop and his daughter. His daughter starts accusing people of being in the satanic cult of slaughtering animals in the woods and killing babies and having orgies in their house and hurting her a lot. And that may be, I don't know I don't remember well enough if she's malicious or not, if it's like a crucible type situation and she's mad at them, or if it was just the kind of thing where she maybe had other abuse or other pain that was then being manifest through this story. But it's definitely just sad that people go through this stuff, regardless of whether or not it was involving creatures from other dimensions or not. That is one of the things that's crazy though about UFOs and people who have these experiences is that I can't explain and I don't understand. It's like, it seems like it really ruins people's lives and that they can't stop talking about it.
It certainly can.
Yeah.
And so that's
what happened. That's what happened to Brian.
I can't start. No, I see UFOs all the time when I was back in Arizona. Yeah. Just like weird orbs of light, just like shooting across the sky or just like dancing playfully in the night. I love it. And I will not stop talking about it.
I want to be presented with more compelling evidence.
For sure.
We've got some for you now. A wonderful segue. Oh, yeah. That's so great. Well, okay.
Headlines.
So we're going into headlines where we talk about headlines of UFO sightings and alien encounters, both in the past and in the present day. So,
and the future.
In the future.
That's incredible.
Yes, we have that technology. So last time we talked about an encounter with very tall, thin aliens in Lodi, California in 1896. These are all sort of like early published accounts of alien encounters. So this one is Hamburg, Germany. At 4 a.m. early in the morning, Brian. So credible already.
Already.
Yes. So this is June 1914. Gustav Herwagen opened the door to his house and saw a shining cigar-shaped.
Oh, my God.
Always cigar-shaped.
They are always cigar-shaped, right?
All right, so
let's finish this, and then we'll go into this. Okay, because we really do need to sort of crack that. Okay, so a cigar-shaped object with an illuminated window in a nearby field. This is not English. So
a German word?
No. So near where they saw it.
Are you translating?
Yeah. Oh no, I speak German. No, I'm just saying it's poorly written, and it stumped me. Hmm. But they saw four or five dwarves, 1.2 meters, about 4 feet tall, wearing light clothing.
Hmm.
Herwagen approached them, but they went aboard the object as soon as they appeared to be aware of his presence. So as soon as they saw him, they ran away. And then the door closed, and the craft took off silently, climbing vertically.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So what are your insights on this cigar shape? Because we keep running into cigar-shaped UFOs. What's the deal? What's going on? It's saucers. We always hear about flying saucers.
Why are we never? Yeah. Why isn't cigar shaped? Maybe it's too real, and they just like don't want.
They don't want us to know.
Yeah.
I heard recently about a number of cigar shaped things that were. I want to say that it was something I was listening to a podcast about Valiant Thor, and they were talking about
The band?
No, the Venusian who worked with the CIA.
Okay.
He was a guy that they said he was from Venus and supposedly worked with the CIA for a while on some stuff.
You think we can get him on the podcast?
I don't know. It's an interesting character to look up. One of the like, you know, I'm just trying to connect to my dad. That's all I'm really trying to do.
That's
amazing.
Absolutely. I want to. But so they were talking about Valiant Thor, and I guess how they had, was connected to these plans that were involved with a ship that was like a liquid metal, sort of like Terminator 2 type of thing.
Okay.
And it was cigar shaped, and other smaller crafts would come out of it.
Oh.
And like those would be different shaped as well, but the mothership,
the mothership is a cigar shape.
Would it travel straight like a torpedo would, or like would it like? Well, I guess it wouldn't because this one went straight up.
This one went straight up.
Okay,
I don't have that information. But my understanding was that the cigar
Anton Chigurh.
I can't talk anymore. What's happening? They hit the button that stops me.
They don't
from
want
speaking.
Us to talk anymore. They're out there.
That had something to do with like how the engine was created.
Interesting.
And that's why the shape was necessary.
Love it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Learning so much.
Need it.
So that's, I guess there's a bunch of these other cigar sightings out there.
Yeah, right. We've been reading a lot about them. In present day as well.
So. It's not the classic UFO you think of when you think about the mainstream.
Exactly.
Media.
Right. Yeah.
You think of a flying saucer with a green guy inside of it.
Right. Yeah. So this is why the cigar shaped thing, it's almost more common. It's more common. It's either that or triangle shaped. We haven't really heard like a saucer story yet.
Yeah, not really. You know what? I think the flying saucer like is aesthetic is a
man-made. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's disinfo, you think?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm on board with this.
Yeah.
I think that's related to the Operation Paperclip stuff.
Yeah, Paperclip.
Like, because there were those plans, you know, Operation Paperclip was the project where the U.S. government picked up ex-Nazi scientists who were working on V2 rockets and used them to work on our space program and other stuff. And there was a whole other program we had with biological weaponry with the Japanese, which is even crazier.
Mm-hmm.
But with the paperclip, I remember seeing a marathon on New Year's in Chicago once. I was in Chicago and just spent a lot of time watching stuff about Operation Paperclip. And they did make some like they were trying to make vertical takeoff machines, and they look kind of like those wing shaped stealth bombers.
But right.
So that's my understanding, is like because that was a real thing that was related to the army trying to make UFO type stuff.
Right.
Maybe that's where that got into the culture. But I'm not sure.
UFO. Okay.
Okay. Fair enough. It's just like we haven't read about any of them. We read headlines every week, and we never hear about like a saucer. It's always cigar shaped or triangle.
Right.
Always.
I've never heard of the triangle. That's all. I was.
Oh.
Well, they're also always flying in a triangle formation.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. So like they're like orbs. They're too far away. You can't see them, but they're always flying in a triangle shape. Sort of like a attack formation, probably.
Hell yeah.
Do you think an orb would just be like what a saucer might look like from a long way away?
Fair enough. Fair point.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't think so. I think an orb is pretty I'm on board with it being an orb shaped and not saucer shaped.
Mm. Okay.
Like if it was a saucer shape, maybe it'd be more of an ellipse.
Yeah.
As it flies.
Right.
Who knows?
All right. So
but an ellipse is kind of cigar shaped.
Fair. Look at that. Okay.
That's true.
You guys,
we debunked a theory and then like went around to believing it again.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
that's how this whole thing works, right?
Yeah. So the thing is, all right. So do you believe this thing? Because do you believe this account?
Gustav Hervagen.
I believe Gustav saw something.
Yeah.
I can't speak to what that was.
Right.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I think this is fake only because the light clothing. I think aliens are either like they're either like straight up don't need clothing, or they'll just have like huge protective gear.
Yeah.
Light clothing? No.
Like,
I don't think so.
They're not walking around with a members only jacket.
Yeah. It's just like a light jacket.
Honey, it's going to be cold. You should bring something.
Yeah. Or they're just like, I love layers.
But why don't you believe this account and not others? Like, where's
the light clothing part?
That's the deal breaker
for me.
It's a deal breaker for Brian.
Yeah.
The light clothing. Well, okay. So that was a historical headline. Now we should probably move to a more contemporary headline.
For sure.
How about July 28th, 2016 in Dubai?
Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So a Dubai witness photographs UFO over workplace. So we got a real photograph here, which is something that we don't normally get.
That's great.
Yeah. So we're getting these headlines always from MUFON.com. We've been saying org for a really long time. It's MUFON.com.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
MUFON?
MUFON, got the Mutual UFO Network.
Not to be confused with...
MUFON.org.
Or Let's Move.
Or Let's Move.
.gov.
Michelle Obama's...
initiative to get kids moving.
Exactly.
Get kids onto spaceships. Exactly. Oh God!
What come outside and get into the spaceship.
That's a lot of fun.
That's amazing.
I mean, people call him a lizard, right? I mean, it's unfortunate.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think he's a lizard person.
Hey, we got proof. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but his security detail is.
Oh, definitely. I would believe that. I mean,
hey,
yeah,
we have video proof of that.
They probably take bullets every day, but they're just unaffected because they're lizards.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's probably why they're the best security people. They just absorb the bullets.
Yeah.
They've been lizards. Stronger. They're lizards who've been given the super soldier serum on top of that, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They can definitely take a beating.
Yeah, and they blink sideways. Okay, so there is a Dubai witness photographs a UFO over the workplace. This is coming from MUFON.com, the Mutual UFO Network. Thank you guys very much. Okay. So this happened July 28th, 2016. A United Arab Emirates witness at Dubai reported photographing an unusual light that appeared to hover over a workplace building with lights forming triangle shapes. Mm. Right, guys? According to testimony in case 76996 from the Mutual UFO Network, the witness was at... Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You guys, get ready for this. The witness... was at Bin Laden Signal near the police station.
What?
Bin Laden.
Is that a street?
Yeah, I guess so. Bin Laden Signal near the police station about 3 a.m. on June 11th, 2016.
3 a.m.
Yeah, 3 a.m.
Of course.
So this is their testimony. You guys were not as excited about the fact that this person was hanging out at a place called Bin Laden.
I feel like...
as I was.
That might be a common name.
You think it is? I don't
know.
So.
Wait, where was this again?
I mean, you looked at it's Dubai. I always look at Leif, but I don't know.
Dubai.
It's Dubai.
Oh, so yeah, it could be common.
Is it a common name? Okay. Well, you know, well, maybe we'll look that up. I just feel like when I think Bin Laden, you know, like.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Open your eyes.
I don't know what that means. Hashtag not all Bin Laden.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Fair enough, guys. Okay.
I can't support that hashtag.
You heard it here first.
I wrote it and I'm not a part of it.
Nope, you're getting credited. Yeah, that's your credit. Your credit's gonna be like
hashtag not all Bin Laden.
Your credit's gonna be one question or only question. Yeah. Your podcast and then hashtag not all Bin Laden.
Sure, Bin Laden. Sure.
That's gonna be the name of this episode.
But he was Saudi, right? I mean,
yes.
Not, I mean, but I don't know
how
close those countries are.
They're on the same peninsula, so
okay. Hey, man.
Who knows? Anyway, let's listen to the testimony though. Okay.
Yeah, let's not prejudge.
Let's not prejudge this person just because he's hanging out in the name. Anyway. The first thing I saw was the light, the witness stated. Mm. Sounds very spiritual.
Yeah.
I thought it was an airplane or a star, but when I looked more, it moved very fast and from different directions. The craft was there and came together forming triangle shape. Mm. Okay, so I think we're talking multiple crafts here.
Right.
Flying in formation.
Right.
Here is the picture. I can show you guys that.
Oh, shit.
So it's grainy, as you might imagine.
Oh. That's way more detailed than I thought it would be.
Yeah, I mean, you can make out a number of different... It looks like smaller lights that have come together, or I guess there's just sort of a glow of... I almost see like 4 points on there, though.
Yeah, so the lights are like light greenish, like a neon light green,
right?
And pitch black. But yeah, I don't.
Are just drones?
I feel they like form these like are... a. They're forming like a blob.
I feel like these just might be American drones.
It could be.
Why would American drones have lights on them?
If they're doing surveillance
stuff?
Because
it's, you know, it's summertime.
They're partying?
They're just partying.
So drones. Other drones don't run into them?
Yeah, exactly.
I honestly don't know.
I think the color of light signifies the different sexual things you're willing to do. Green
so
means...
So green is just oral.
Just... Green is just oral. Drone oral.
I didn't know drones could do that.
Well, you know how like when you have to refill an airplane.
Oh yeah,
while it's still flying.
Yeah.
That's all it's willing to do.
That's all it's willing
it's
to
just
do.
Refill you.
Yeah. Or... We also have a comment here, guys, which is great. We never have a comment.
What's the comment say?
Let us find out. This comes from Paul F. Tompkins. Nope, it doesn't. It is Paul F. though. Paul F. Mm. Vargas.
Paul F. Bin Laden.
Paul F. Bin Laden. Paul F. Fitzgerald.
what?
Well, that was an F. Scott Fitzgerald riff. Oh, okay.
Paul F. Scott Fitzgerald.
There you go. We made it.
For 20, got there. For 20 minutes, it's just Paul F. Like, whatever.
Paul F. Dano. Paul F. Just all the Pauls I know. Okay. This is what he says. He says, I know this is nothing to do with a sighting.
Good start, Paul.
What a great comment, Paul. Paul, you're doing God's work. Okay. I know this is nothing to do with a sighting, but when I was younger, I saw a UFO, but I didn't know what it was, how to report it, or what to believe as a child. This was in the early 60s, and I think about it on a regular basis. So Paul's just looking
He's
for someone
just
to
venting.
Chat with.
Yeah. He's just like, yeah.
Somebody talk to me, please.
Yeah, please. Someone talk to me about this weird experience I had as a child.
That does seem to be such a common experience, or common thing for those who've had UFO experiences. Is just they're looking for someone else to talk.
Oh, really?
About the thing with, oh, right?
Yeah. Is it to keep it bottled in for a long time and then like reach out, or like are they just like immediately just like please someone talk to me about this?
I don't know too many personally, but it just seems like. It's like, especially if something like crazy happened to me like that, that I didn't, there've been things in my life where I've been like, did that really happen? And the way that I remember it happening doesn't seem to be possible.
Right. And you want someone to tell you that you're not nuts.
Yeah.
And that they also experience.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if I believe this one so much. I feel like it's a drone.
It's like,
just like a really sexy party drone.
What I don't understand is that definitely was a sighting of an object that was flying.
And we have a real picture. Why am I shitting on the only person that has ever given us a real picture?
Because they were on Bin Laden's signal.
Yep, just, there you go.
But just because it wasn't an alien plane doesn't mean that it's not a real sighting.
Right. No, it definitely, to this person, it certainly was an unidentified flying object.
Yeah, all of their shit adds up. Triangle formation, orb. Do you guys know if there's like nuclear shit in Dubai, near Dubai?
Ooh, I feel like they're probably not allowed to have it.
Really?
That
makes sense.
They do have the world's largest building right now.
That's true.
Or unless they just built a taller one in China, maybe, but they have. I don't know if that happened.
Indonesia, or did Dubai take over the Indonesian one?
Dubai was like, as of at least a couple years ago, had the tallest.
Yeah, that's like that huge one that was in like Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly,
right.
That one.
Yeah.
So I mean, who knows though? You know, who's funding that shit?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Who knows?
International business lizards, right?
The Rothschilds. The Rothschilds. Well, great.
Cool.
That was wonderful. I mean, I'm really excited that we actually got a picture. I hope this trend continues on MUFON.
For sure.
Of actual pictures. But I think it might be time to go to clips.
Yep.
Clips, 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 clips. Great. So here we got this clip. This is June 2016 in Izmir, Turkey. Not a hop, skip, and a jump from where I just was in Turkey this year. So here we have four aircrafts flying alongside a weird blob.
Yeah, the blob is weird.
And I imagine that is what they are saying is a UFO.
I'm going to definitely... Well, let's describe what's going on. All right, we got four fighter jets.
It looks like they're escorting this blob.
But they're behind it.
I mean, it looks like a coughing Pokemon. That's what the blob looks like.
Yeah.
The blob is like straight up just like pitch black, and like, it's just like a rock. It looks like a
very bumpy rock.
You know what else it looks like? Super fucking fake. Very fake. It does not look real.
Yeah, this looks... This is probably the most fake clip we've seen.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. This is the most fake clip we've ever seen.
I mean, it almost looks like a... Like, it's got, like, a snout on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's got, like, these weird spikes kind of sticking out. They look almost like fingers.
Right. It's so weird that they keep zooming in, because that only makes it look faker.
It doesn't look... Like, the shadows don't look anything like the fighters.
It just looks like a video game.
Yeah,
it does.
And the zooming in doesn't make it any better. And they actually just keep going. They just keep doubling down on that.
It's a nice crossfade, though.
Yeah. So we just thought it would be interesting to look up. You know, I just returned from Turkey, so I thought it would be cool to see if maybe there were UFOs that I missed while I was there.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think I did.
I get that how, like, the military could be, you know, just like intertwined with UFOs, but like escorts,
yeah,
not buying,
yeah,
it unless.
Well, if that was real, it almost looks like it was something that they were towing, you know,
yeah. Right?
Like it was like a giant weird parachute, even though it doesn't really look like a parachute.
Yeah,
I guess it's in front of them.
Also, that's moving at a pretty slow speed.
We're really splitting hairs.
We're putting a lot of thought into this. That's very clearly,
very clearly fake.
Holy shit! Look at some of these other clips, though. Go back, click on that. What? Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That. No,
we're gonna have to revisit these. These are amazing. These are so.
Who
good.
Is making these?
Oh man,
we need to get them on the podcast.
This is just someone who just got a copy of After Effects. Yeah, having fun.
Oh boy, this is great. Well, future episodes of this podcast are going to be very great.
I'm into this so much.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we did it. We sifted through some UFO knowledge today. That was our clip of the week.
Oh, there was kind of a cool clip when what they were advertising for the next video. I wanted to click on it.
Well, that's great. You know what? We're just going to have you back on this show, and we'll click on that clip.
I would love to.
Great.
I want to believe, guys. Oh,
so do I. So but badly.
You don't?
Yeah, no, I can't convince myself.
Oh, shit. Okay, well.
Even after today?
Everything was... You guys told me the story. Hans, he was faking it, and then this was fake. So yeah.
Dubai felt kind of real.
Dubai felt a little real, yeah.
Yeah.
Dubai felt a little real.
All right, so...
I think it's plugs time.
Plugs time.
Plugs, plugs. Plugs time. Alex, what do you got to plug?
When is this coming out?
Like October, be general.
Maybe.
Cool. No, I'll be very general. You can come see, you can listen to my podcast, Great Question, at greatquestionpod.com. You can listen to the episode that Brian was on.
Yeah.
And you can, if you're in the New York area, come to Freddy's Bar the first Saturday of the month for Stand and Deliver with Alex Fleming and John Bellancini, who's my co-host for that show, or to Carmine Street Comics first Wednesday of the month for Dunces and Dragons for a weird nerd-themed challenge comedy show where we make comics eat hot peppers on stage and do their sets over the telephone and all sorts of weird stuff like that.
That's great. I think listeners to this podcast would very much enjoy that.
Yeah, it's a fun show. I've been once.
Yeah.
It's great.
Leif, what do you have to plug this week?
Go to Twitter, @SaidLeif.
@SaidLeif, also.
Download my podcast, Bear with Leif, and all the other stuff. You know how that goes.
Bear with Leif.
L-E-I-F.
L-E-I-F. Leif. Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter at ASAP Bahe, ASAPBAHE, and Instagram, Brian Bahe.
Oh, so succinct.
Yep.
You can follow me on Twitter at Sam Corey Rose. No E in that Corey, just C-O-R-Y, because I ain't no punk. And you can follow me on Instagram at @medium_soup.
You can follow me on Twitter at Alex H. Fleming with underscores if you want, but you'll find all the same stuff at greatquestionpod.com.
All right.
So are you okay. All right.
Yes.
I have no idea what that was. Wait, so what? Oh, no.
Was I understood
have I said too much?
No, I understood that Brian is ridiculous. No. Goodbye, everybody.
My comment.